Good morning. It's now time for Sustainability Santa Fe with our good friend, Dr. Erica Renault, Sustainability Supervisor with the City of Santa Fe. Good morning.
Good morning, Esteban.
It's great to see you.
Thank you.
I know you have a very fascinating special guest with you today. So without further ado, let's turn it on over to you.
Yes, I'm very excited. We have Christian Casillas here with us today, the Executive Director of the Coalition for Sustainable Communities New Mexico. And I'm excited that we're going to talk about the organization that he leads, collaborations that that the City of Santa Fe, the Conservation and Sustainability Division has with the Coalition. And we're going to talk about community solar. So welcome, Christian. Thank you for joining us on the sustainability segment today.
Good morning, Erica, Esteban. Great to be here.
And why don't we just kick off, Christian, with talking a little bit about what is the Coalition for Sustainable Communities New Mexico and what are you doing there?
Great. Yeah, thank you, Erica. We're a nonprofit organization. We were founded in 2018, and we actually came out of the 25-year sustainability plan that was formed under Esteban's brother, Javier Gonzalez, who was the mayor at the time. And there was a need to really address some of the sustainability goals in the plan at the state level. And there was the view that we really needed and could benefit from a coalition of local governments throughout the state to address a number of sustainability and climate issues. And one of the important pieces of the DNA was really looking at sustainability and climate through a lens of equity. So trying to understand how climate sustainability issues are closely related to the struggles of vulnerable households and communities, and how addressing climate is also an opportunity to address kind of historical economic injustices. And with that work, we had a number of founding member governments, City of Santa Fe, City of Albuquerque, Las Cruces, Santa Fe County. Since that time, we have added Bernalillo County, Los Alamos County, Taos County, and we work on policy at the legislative state level, kind of local level, and programs to address both climate and sustainability and equity.
Great. An amazing, you know, mission and vision. And New Mexico is so lucky to have your organization helping guide municipal and county sustainability initiatives, particularly with the equity lens, which is so needed in New Mexico. So today I wanted to explore some of the programming that you're doing and also how it specifically correlates to the City of Santa Fe. One of the initiatives that we're going to talk about is community solar. So let's start with the basics, like what is community solar? How does it work?
Yeah, great. And if I may, maybe I'll just tie it into the history as well. At our founding, our member governments, one of their first priorities was a desire to see a community solar program in New Mexico. And so our organization, with a number of other organizations and stakeholders, worked over the course of a number of years under the guidance then of Beth Beloff, who is executive director and founder, to develop legislation. Senator Liz Stefanik carried the legislation, was a key sponsor along with a number of other legislators, Representative Roy Ball Caballero and others. And in 2021, the New Mexico Community Solar Act passed, and that enabled that legislation created a first phase of the program and required all of the three investor-owned utilities in New Mexico, PNM, Xcel, and El Paso Electric, to carry community solar projects. And community solar is, at its basis, the construction of much larger facilities than typically are built on a house, where electricity from the household solar goes directly into the building. Community solar facilities are much larger. They're usually built in kind of rural areas where the land is cheap. They feed into the distribution grid, and it allows for anybody who has a utility bill with PNM, Xcel, or El Paso Electric to subscribe. And through that subscription process, they receive electricity bill credits on their utility bill that reduces their annual electricity costs.
Amazing. I didn't realize it had such a long history with the city of Santa Fe. And it's such a great opportunity for community members to participate. So how does it save money? And how does it translate into lowering electricity bills for community members?
And one thing that's important to note is that this is a program run by the state. It's regulated by the Public Regulation Commission, the PRC. It's not a program run by the electric utilities. And so this program creates the opportunity for private developers, they can also be nonprofits or local governments, to build projects. And right now, solar, and for a number of years, solar and wind energy have been the least cost generating technologies. Community solar projects for this program, they can be no larger than 5 megawatts in size. To give you some intuition, a 5 megawatt project is about the size of 30 football fields. So they're pretty big. But to give you a sense of utility scale projects in New Mexico, we're seeing anywhere from 100 megawatts up to 300 megawatts. And so, you know, these are scale of 20 times bigger than these facilities. And so these facilities can be built, they can generate electricity for something like 2 to 3 cents a kilowatt hour. And the PRC sets a bill credit rate for each of the three utility service territories. And that rate is a bit below the retail rate. So for PNM, it's around 10 cents a kilowatt hour right now. So what that means is that a household subscribes to the program, and the private companies, when the household subscribes, they will determine, based on a year's worth of utility bills, about how much capacity of the community solar facility should be allocated to this individual household to offset about their consumption over the course of a year. And then that capacity will, each month, will generate a certain amount of electricity. The each unit of electricity will have be worth a certain value. In PNM service territory, 10 cents a kilowatt hour. Those credits show up on the utility bill. So if somebody was paying $100 this month, they'll maybe pay $40. But they have to pay for that subscription. And so they have to pay a second bill. And the value of those credits is a discount. So for example, an income-qualified household will pay 70% of the full value of the credits. So that means they'll be getting around a 30% discount on the value of the credits. And so this is one of the most complicated parts and confusing parts of the program. Mm-hmm. And so the thing to remember is that for an income qualified household, when they subscribe, they will see somewhere on the order of 15 to 20% annual savings on their electricity bill. And that is net. So with their paying the subscription fee plus their utility bill, a non-income qualified household should see around 6 to 7% annual savings.
Okay. That's so different savings for different income levels.
Yeah, and that was one of the missions and goals of the legislation was to really expand the financial savings of solar to those beyond just households that can install rooftop solar. So renters, people who might have an older roof, people who can't afford the capital costs for rooftop solar, and then to have a larger carve out for low income households. So the statute, the law requires every facility to have a minimum of 30% reserved capacity just for low income households. The way the rules were then implemented, every project being built right now, there's 47 projects being built across the state. About 12 projects have already been built and are online and producing electricity.
Well, 47, that's a lot.
Yeah. All 47 have reserved 50%, about half of their capacity for low-income households. And we expect about 20,000 low-income households to be served through this program for this first phase of the program.
Okay. Wow. That's significant. So it's not even we're not even halfway through the development and the building of the arrays.
Yeah, that's right. And the exciting thing is that there will be a second phase of the program. This program is 200 megawatts, 47 projects will be built. There's a second phase that will be 300 megawatts. We expect the launch of that program to be sometime in the next 6 months where more projects can submit bids to participate. And to give you an idea, in New Mexico, there's something like over 300,000 in low income qualified households that make below 80% of the area median income. So this program in its first phase will be serving 20,000 households. That sounds like a lot, and it is. And we have a lot more work to do to reduce energy burdens, which is the portion of a household's income that they pay for utilities, if we want to reach the 300,000 households that are struggling to make ends meet.
Okay. Well, and then specifically, like, what is the role of the coalition, like, in regards to this program?
As I mentioned, we've been a key stakeholder through the legislative portion of the piece, and we've been an active stakeholder with a lot of other wonderful organizations in the rulemaking process at the Public Regulation Commission. And right now we have a small contract with the organization that is managing the program called the Program Administrator. And our contract is to help with education and outreach specifically for income qualified households to make sure that they're aware of the program and that they're aware they can be saving money through the program. So we are working hard to get the word out about the program and help people understand that this program is legitimate. It's an opportunity to both support the reduction of fossil fuel emissions as well as save money.
Okay, great. And so like, who do you think should be thinking about signing up, and how can they get started?
So I think, first of all, everybody should think about signing up if they're interested in saving some money and supporting solar energy. But certainly households that are struggling to make ends meet, households that, saving several hundred dollars a year could potentially make a difference in the money that they allocate to food and medicine and education. So it's an opportunity for households to keep some of their hard-earned money in their pocket and or allocate it to other parts of their budget.
And so how would they get started?
On our website, and I don't know if there are show notes from this radio show. Our website is coalitionscnm.org. And if you go to our website, there's a tab that says Community Solar. And on that page, we have a little two tools on that page. One, you can put in where you live, how many people are in your household, and it'll tell you the cutoff range to qualify as an income qualified household. And then there's a second tool that connects you to all of the companies that are enrolling in your area. And then you can just choose one of those companies or investigate all of the companies and go to their websites and sign up.
Great. And why do you think like this is important, like for Santa Fe?
For two reasons. One is the equity piece again, solar is one of the least cost forms of electricity generation. If you have, if you own your house and you're willing to either take on debt or you have the cash to pay the upfront costs for a rooftop solar system, which might be $15,000 to $25,000, it's an opportunity to save money over the life of the project. These systems last for 25 years. But for most households, that opportunity is not within reach for various reasons. And community solar really democratizes that opportunity. If you're paying a utility bill, you can sign up for community solar and save money. And we know, as I mentioned, statewide, 300,000 low-income households. In Santa Fe County, there's a lot of struggling households. And so it's just an opportunity to transition away from fossil fuels in a way that that saves money, protects the environment. And so I think for both of that those reasons, it's an important program for Santa Feans and New Mexicans.
And what are some other opportunities where the community members can learn from you and your organization, about the program?
Yeah, and thank you. And I, I understand that the program is complicated.
It's definitely a little complicated.
And hopefully it will be simplified in the future. Right now, there's another rulemaking process that's going on at the Public Regulation Commission, and we're hoping that something called consolidated billing will be implemented, which means that you will no longer have to pay a second subscription bill. Everything will just be on your utility bill. So that will simplify the program quite a bit. But so the opportunities to learn more, we have a webinar every month. We offer a webinar online. You can go to our website and RSVP for that. Our next one is May 11th from 5 to 6 p.m. We'll cover a lot more of the details about the program. I have opportunity for questions and answers. This Saturday at from 11 to 12, we'll be joining the City of Santa Fe in a Mother's Day Mercado It's at the Fraternal Order of Police on the south side of town. It's a great place where you can go and shop for gifts for your dear mother. And we'll have an information table there set up. And I'll be there available to answer questions and direct folks to how to sign up and how to get more information.
Great. Great. Well, that sounds like a fun event. Learn about community solar and get your Mother's Day present in the same event. Well, you've shared with us so much information. Is there anything else that you think the citizens of Santa Fe would appreciate knowing about the program?
No, I so appreciate this opportunity to share a little bit about the program, and so appreciate the collaboration with the City of Santa Fe, the Conservation and Sustainability Division, and looking forward to more collaborations with you all, and you know, the great work that you all do and the opportunities to save money and help the environment, both around issues of water and energy. I think that's all the thoughts I have at this moment.
Well, I really appreciate you coming and doing this radio program with me this week. So it's more interesting to listen to you. We have a lot of other initiatives that we're collaborating on between the Conservation and Sustainability Division and the Coalition. So I hope to host you again in the future so we can talk about some of the other projects and initiatives on bringing sustainability to the city. And I also just wanted to let everyone know that another event this weekend is the Love Your Watershed Day at DeVargas Park on Saturday. And while we won't have the expertise of the Coalition at that event, the Conservation and Sustainability Division will be there to talk about saving water and other sustainability plans. So thank you very much, Christian, for joining me today, and I hope you'll be back next month with a new topic to explore in sustainability, Santa Fe.
Great. Thank you. Really a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica Renault, City of Santa Fe Conservation and Sustainability Division Sustainability Supervisor, and Christian Casillas, Executive Director, Coalition for Sustainable Communities, New Mexico. Have a great day.